Real talk, pop culture junkies. It's your boy Mars in the building. You might hear some Christmas shit in the background because of where I'm at and recording and stuff. Anyway, long story short, we're going to get it started. And what I got on my heart to talk to y'all about today is taking care of your business, man. Having some foundation. If you a man, if you an adult, bro, there don't gotta be no gender shit. Especially if you a man, though. But if it's an adult, don't go get no goddamn fancy ass car, man. Don't go get no damn car note, man. And you ain't got no house. You don't own a house, or you don't got nowhere to stay for sure, my nigga. Do not go get a Challenger, Charger, Yukon, whatever the fuck niggas out here driving, G-Wagon, whatever the fuck. Don't go get that shit, bro. Get your ducks in a row. You feel me? Get your ducks in a row, bro. Get your money right. Get your money together. Get your head together. Get your shit together, man. Get your shit together, man, because, man, I got a friend. I consider this nigga family at one point. And this nigga a whole bum. It ain't even no way to, like, really get around that shit. It ain't no way to really be nice about it. Ain't no nice way to put it. This nigga is a bum, bro. This nigga's a bum. And it's because he made poor choices. The nigga didn't invest in himself. The nigga wanted to save everybody. The nigga wanted to prove something to somebody. And he don't know himself. He stuck on what he had. He stuck on what he was doing. And he not focused on what he need to do. And now he's a fucking bum. A whole bum, bro. And it's heartbreaking because he better than that. He is totally better than that. Yet he not producing. He's not showing it. He's not showing up for himself. Is the way I want to say. He not showing up for himself. He not putting it out there for himself. He not showing out for himself. And he a whole ass bum now, bro. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Nigga, one of the best athletes I done ever seen. Got a good head on the shoulder. Nigga can rap. Nigga's good at rallying people together or good at being full of shit. Whatever. The nigga's good at getting people to like him or let their guard down. And the nigga don't know how to monetize that shit. I mean, he done monetize his way onto my couch or whatever. But outside of, like, people that care about him and know him and shit, this nigga's a bum. This nigga's a bum. And it's like, it's really sad that that's where we at. As men, like, damn, dog, it's only so much I could do for you before, you know, shit, you done wore your welcome out. You ain't even doing nothing to keep yourself, you know what I mean? And it's like, when you see that potential in somebody just wand and waver away, that shit's sad, man. So it's like I'm hearing this nigga tell the same stories over and over again, and just bad choices, dog. And the nigga don't see exactly where he made this bad turn at. And it's really an eye opener for me, nigga. That shit, that could be me. If I was stubborn, if I didn't put the work in, if I was just dependent and leaned on somebody else taking care of me. I was in a relationship recently that ended this year. And I was down bad when we got into the relationship. And I didn't want to be in a relationship. And I told her that. And she insisted, and we linked up, but I still did enough while I was getting my shit together. I'm in debt right now because of that shit. I'm in debt like a motherfucker. But I took on that debt to pay her back for being there for me. And I took care of my business and took care of her business as best I could. Whatever she needed, I took care of while I was there. I cleaned up behind myself. I fucking cut kids' hair. I fucking did everything on top of taking my stank ass to work, busting my ass, fucking took out loans to get a car I no longer even own no more. I mean, I still got a car. I don't have that car in particular. But I did what I had to do, nigga, because I didn't like the position I was in. I didn't like the direction my life took. I didn't fucking do that to myself either. Somebody else did that to me, but it was my responsibility to get back on my feet, not let that happen again. Because I got kids and because I'm a grown ass man. And you fall in this life. But it's about how you get back up. You gotta get back up. You gotta get off your fucking butt. And you gotta put some fucking effort into something, nigga. Other than eating, other than sleeping, other than shitting and wiping your ass, you gotta put a lot of more effort into your life, into living your life, and making your quality of life, whatever that quality is that you desire. That's all on you. That's not on God. That's not on Jesus. That's not on the devil. That's not on any of this bullshit niggas like to fucking sprinkle in. That's not on your mom. That's not on your dad. After a certain motherfucking age. After a certain age, nigga, it's not on nobody but you. And it took me a long ass time to get that drilled into my head. But after a long time, nigga, I had a terrible childhood. Anybody that fucking know me will tell you that. But after a while, I had to accept that whatever my life was at the moment was on me. Because I no longer lived under my parents' roof. I no longer even had contact with these motherfuckers in some cases. And I was all on my own. And I had already made some type of life or existence for myself at the time. So I knew I was capable of taking care of myself as this man is capable of taking care of himself. And that is where the problem lies. Niggas is too comfortable with being mediocre. Niggas is too comfortable with scraps and scrapes. And you give these niggas $10,000 and they don't know to get a home. They don't know to get a conventional car. That's within their means of taking care of. You know what I mean? That's in your means of maintenance, keeping the car up to date and running and shit. But these niggas want to impress somebody. But nobody that they impress will help them when they fall. And that's a lesson everybody gotta fucking learn, especially you young motherfuckers. Because when you really fall off, you really see who really give a fuck. You really see who care. But the most important motherfucker who's supposed to care, the most important person who's supposed to give a fuck, is you. That's the thing niggas be missing. Don't go looking for the handout all the time. Sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, your issues can be resolved if you resolve it. But you gotta resolve that shit. You gotta put the work in. You gotta put the time in. You gotta put the sacrifices in. You gotta do what you gotta do. If you gotta walk 6 miles, 10 miles, 13 miles, walk that shit, nigga. If it's something at the end of that mile, if something at the end of that last mile, go. You should put every effort into getting it. Every movement gotta count. Everything gotta count. Everything you do has to count. You can't keep fucking with people who don't have nothing for you and expect them to have something for you when the last 5 times you fucked with them or talked to them or dealt with them or worked for them, they had nothing for you. Make it make sense. And the people who are helping you, the people who are doing something for you, maybe you should listen to what the fuck they saying. Because if you had all the answers, you wouldn't be on another nigga couch. You wouldn't be using up another nigga toilet paper. A baby wouldn't have to cut into you about why you drunk all the cocoa. That's just some real shit. It's just real shit. But niggas think they know everything. And niggas are spoiled. And these type of people, like I said, they spoil shit. That's why you shouldn't spoil your kids. I'm not saying being hard on them or anything like that. But you should make niggas earn certain shit. You should teach these niggas the importance of money and what it means to have money and what you should do with the money versus just showing them how to blow the money, how to spend money. Okay, let's show you how to really spend money. Do you got somewhere to lay your head? Do you got somewhere to wash your ass? Do you got somewhere to put these clothes your ass is buying? And if not, you did everything wrong. That's your boy Mars. I had to put that out there. Follow me on Facebook, Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies, and on YouTube, Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies. I'm out.